It's showtime.
On a cold day in springtime.
Welcome again to Hipsters Hate Us. I am your host, Vale Bings, here for episode 46. We got a great show prepared for you today. We're going to be starting the night off by going back in time. Yes, we're going back, people, to 1967. One of the greatest psychedelic rock albums came out that year. Can you guess what it is? No, it's not Sgt. Pepper. We're talking about Pink Floyd and the original Pink Floyd with lead guitarist and songwriter Syd Barrett. We're going to be hearing a track from their album, The Piper at the Gates of Dawn, called Astronomy, and I'm going to say this last part wrong. Domin. All right, I always thought it was Domain, but I guess it's Domin. Anyways, that's going to be some great stuff, and we got a really surprise song at the end of the show, so stay tuned for more great music. Here is the great Pink Floyd with Astronomy, Domin.
Thank you.
took kind of a turn for, I would say, the worst with my track pick from the Playbox over there. That was Anchris with a track called As Trumpets Fade. There were no trumpets on that song. What is going on? Come on. That is just pure metal. It's not bad. It just doesn't fit the psychedelic section that we were going for. I believe, according to the bottom of this album, they are on label No List, and this band will be on my No List for sure. We also heard in this set from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with a track called Melting. This is coming from their newest album, Flying Microtonal Banana. I love that. Flying Microtonal Banana. I like the word banana. It's just always good. Really cool, trippy song there. Just really spacious and stuff, and really fit in with what we started off with, which was Pink Floyd with Astronomy Domain from their album The Piper at the Gates of Dawn, with their original lead singer Syd Barrett when they were at their prime and their best. Well, maybe not their best. Pink Floyd did other great work, but I mean, it's just so different when you hear those early Pink Floyd records to what they later on did with Roger Waters and David Gilmour. So it's just, it's a really cool time capsule back in 1967. On the show now, we're going to be going into some Canadian kind of R&B stuff. I played them on last week's show. We're going to be playing them on this week's show. This is Home Shake with Call Me Up, and this set list is going to be known as the C section. Get it? Because every track starts with the letter C. Anyways, you guys are tuning in to Hipsters Hate Us with Vale Vale Banks, and we are going to show you a new clip that I have got for the show, which is from the interview. It really fits the name of the show. If you guys have seen the interview, James Franco says something that really fits the name of Hipsters Hate Us. So hopefully you guys will like that, and then we'll lead into Home Shake with Call Me Up.
Is hate us because they ain't us.
They hate us because we ain't us?
Thank you.
pick my head up off the ground and turn myself around. I've been up and I've been down. I've been lost and I've been found. Come on, come on, I'm waiting. Come on, come on, I'm waiting. Turn me into the moon. Come on, come on, I'm waiting. Come on, come on, I'm waiting. You know what to do.
Superstitious ways. Wake up and you make the best of what you get with your days. Life's just that way. Day to night, then back to day, just trying to get through. One step, then the next one, baby, stepping through my blues till I met you. And the light broke through. Can't believe I ever found. Can't believe you love me. Can't believe you make me believe all the things that we can be. I'm a believer now. I just can't believe it. I can't believe I'm this lucky, crazy as it seems. I can't believe I just closed my eyes and you stepped out of my dreams. I'm a believer now. I just can't believe. Everything is different now. There's angels in this world. If I ever have a doubt, I just look into your eyes, girl. It's a whole new world. Can't believe I ever found you. Can't believe you love me. Can't believe you make me believe all the things that we can be. Just can't believe it. Can't believe I'm this lucky, crazy ass.
superstar DJs. Here we go.
And we're almost to the halfway point on the show. You are listening to Hipsters Hate Us on Local 107.3 FM. Right now I have a listener in Edmonton, Alberta. Melody is listening to the show, so that is awesome. We are in the St. John, New Brunswick, in your UMBSJ campus and community voice is what we are. What we heard in that last set was from Mike Bigger with a track called Can't Believe It. And I can't believe how much mad support I'm getting for people who are listening to this show all the time, and I really can't believe it because he is just such a great artist, and his album is called Go All In, and I know he always does when he goes all in on his music. We also heard in this set was from Communions with Come On I'm Waiting, and we started off with Homeshake with Call Me Up, and I called this section of music the C section because every track started with the letter C. Clever I am, I know. Anyways, on the show now, we're going to be going into some hip-hop. We're going to be hearing from a guy called John Wayne, very clever name there, with a track called These Words Are Everything, which is just a very, almost philosophical type song. I really enjoy it. This guy has a lot of talent. We're going to be leading into that with some Slafer Moz with a track called Snout. And then we'll be finishing off with James O.L. Anyways, I want to give a big shout-out to my buddy Kraft Donovan over at the TRDC and Ben Jackson because they always get the good stuff when it comes to the hip-hop section of the show, and they are. This episode is no exception. And, of course, with every hip-hop section must come Samuel Jackson doing Monday to Friday playing Monkey Fighting Snakes. You all know how it goes.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane! Everybody strap in! I'm about to open some freaking windows.
It was raining, drops were cutting through the mist. I'm in the kitchen like a good kid, hot chocolate, drawing booklets for profit. Granddad had some quarters for my project. Ever since I had an artist audience, I swore to God that I would body shit. Life is too short for modesty, I was telling myself up on that balcony. My legs were through the bars, steady swinging till the splinters came. I'm aiming for the top, whatever I'm dropping, mom, even the mock-ups are hot. Then friendship, they never understand when I begin. Walk the lower field until the bell hits the wind. It's clicking like these groups of little kids when they get it in. But I don't need to play pretend when I play to win. Word to Benjamins, word to everything. These words are everything, or maybe words are just my only thing. Alright, that was it. Dilla died and I was living off his gift. I just heard donuts at the borders on the corner in La Habra. I was over all these people trying to tell me my aspirations were goners. I wrote my poem so I could stay in my zone, thinking, why go to church if I feel God in my home? Maybe I write because I'm feeling out of my bones, and when I exercise this demon, I'm not thinking of those. It's 2010, I got some souls and I'm finally making friends. I'm on the cusp of something big and I can feel it. Everything has been building up to this moment, I can steal it. I'm just an aphid in the crib speaking major. Lip service paid for. Showed the whole city what this Winniac is great for. Word to the Kev machine. Word to everything. These words are everything, or maybe words are just my only thing. I spent the last 2 years Big dreams, you never know what you want until you get it. The future ain't set, sometimes it's the little things winning over these checks. I had the chance to sell out, and I told them about how words are everything, much bigger than gold clouds. If I'm a shell of a man, my words are empty, ringing through the halls of my bones for near a century. Don't lecture me, I see that selling soul get better things. And maybe it's just fear that's keeping me from better scenes, but I'm here, one piece, an uncle and a beast. When they hit play, they know that I'm a feast, so rest in peace. Married to the game, but it's complicated. I know just how it works. If I was smart, I'd get hella cake. Like if I threw a hook upon this beat, I'd get hella plays. If I just said yes to all these fools, I'd get hella paid. If only I could keep my mouth shut, no enemies. But I don't see the point in knowing truth and not set it free. I can't both express myself, then play the game. If you just can't handle what I say, then don't say my name. Keep it out your mouth like a foot. Rappers babble like a young adult book. Look, my trifocal looks could kill some dumb occult crooks. Burn a skull cook. If I come out retirement, I got them all shook. Let me shake them then. Paperless, stirring up emotions with my paper pen. If you getting this for free, what you pay for then? Word to friends and them. Word to everything. But when I die, I know my words will be my only thing.
From his old Snapchat. And then I saw a big map. I got 4 out of 10 every time I put that in a story. Missus like, what's that? Windowsills, it's finished, Mrs. Twat. Rolling hills, black yachts and sexy stills. Blokes can't help me, he's got his tits out. He's doing a selfie, on the men, he's out town. He's like when Smokey sings, ABC, shiny 80s blinks. Call blimey, I can't see it, bollocks. They have to rely on showbiz nodders. Like fake London genius, pretty. First season was alright, but that's about it. You like music that much, then start f***ing listening to it. Deep down, I bought the sweater, used it as cocaine pajamas. What a waste of dough, pulling it out when I'm on the snow. Waste, didn't feel right as a daytime top. Felt like I was trying to be trendy when I'm not. So when I got in and I was off, it bollocks, mate, like, even his pajamas are proper. Yeah, mate, I don't f*** about. I'm making sure I don't give my kids anything to feel embarrassed about. Snap, 2 out of 3, snap, 4 out of 2, snap, 3 out of 4, see me. Snap, 2 out of 3, snap, 4 out of 2, snap, 3 out of 4, see me. Stinky pinky, ooh, bell and whiff it. Scratching my head as the people burn for what they wanted. You can see it, can't ya? Car crash into the void of the Magna Carta. But this time it's super dry and not armor. How dare I slam the uniform of the working class? Condemn me please, you wanker, to life inside a working glass. Like a spider, suffocated to death for a fiver. By scared kids, like scared kids, cause that's all you are. Rubbing up to the crown and the flag and the notion of who we are. FB post reads like the guest menu at the Burger Off. Snap, 2 out of 3, snap, 4 out of 2, snap, 3 out of 4, see me. Snap, 2 out of 3, snap, 4 out of 2, snap, 3 out of 4, see me. Snap, snap, snap. See me, see me, see me, see me, see me, see me.
The pollution is killing me.
We'll be right back. welcome back.
Welcome back indeed to Hipsters Hate Us, live every Thursday evening from 6 to 7, a genre-jumping show with such styles as Britpop. Psychedelic rock. Hip hop. Electronic. All around new indie tunes and upcoming Canadian artists. So again, Hipsters Hate Us on every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 on local 107.3 FM. And you can also find every episode available on SoundCloud.com. No need to explain rock and roll here. We believe in magic. I'll tell you about the magic and the free of soul. But it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. You believe in magic. Don't bother to choose if it's junk and music or rhythm and blues. And we're back from our last set, everybody. What you just heard from was James O.L. from his album Cancer in Trouble City. The track was called The Pollution Is Killing Me. But the pollution is not killing this track. I know it was instrumental, but it was really cool chugging along electronic music, and that's what we need on this show every now and then. We also heard in this set from Slayford Mods with Snout, which was the first ever hip-hop, or I would almost call that kind of a punky kind of song, that I actually edited myself and bleeped out everything beforehand so I didn't have to do it in the studio and mess up and certain words get out. Hopefully everyone enjoyed that. Slayford Mods are a really cool English group that, they kind of just rant in their music. Their new album is actually called English Tapas, so please pick that up if you can. I mean, they keep going along. They got new styles of music always happening, and if you like his ranting, please check out some Slayford Mods. They are just a really good group. If you like The Fall or any kind of post-punk group and like a little bit of heavy beats on the hip-hop side, you will like those guys. And we started off with none, of course, than John Wayne with his track These Words Are Everything, which is just a really awesome song that really is potent in its lyrics. What I like about this guy is he's kind of jokey though too. His first album was called Rap Album 1, and it literally featured a picture of a soda cracker. That was the album cover. The second one is just a picture of him, but can you guess the title? Rap Album 2. Yes, that is the name of John Wayne's second album, so you'll have an easy time figuring out his discography. You can either get Rap Album 1 or Rap Album 2. It's all good. And one looks like a cracker on the cover because, of course, he is a white guy. Maybe that's why he put a soda cracker for his cover. Anyways, on the show now, we're going to be listening to some good old Thundercat with a track called Show You the Way. This is featuring Michael McDonald and Kenny Loggins, which are very popular artists in, I believe, like the 70s and 80s. And what makes me laugh about this track is when I hear the name Michael McDonald, it makes me think of a scene from 40-Year-Old Virgin where Paul Rudd is mad because he has to listen to Michael McDonald every day at the tech store that he works at, and he's losing it at that girl that's the coach from Glee or something, and they have a little dispute. So I grabbed a little clip of that. It's kind of bad quality, but hopefully you guys can hear it, and we're going to lead into that great old Thundercat featuring none, of course, Michael McDonald.
I would rather watch Beautician and the Beast. I would rather listen to Fran Drescher for 8 hours than have to listen to Michael McDonald. Nothing against him, but if I hear Yamo be there one more time, I'm going to Yamo burn this place to the ground.
You.
Thank you.
And the gravy train of music is coming to a close. I am, of course, Vale Banks, and you have been listening to Hipsters Hate Us on Local 107.3 FM. We're going to go through this pretty quick, though I didn't think I almost would have had enough tunes to finish off the night, but we are there. We heard from Sly Stone with That's Lovin' You, just a really soulful song. And the reason I played Sly Stone from a song back in like 1975 is because I found Childish Gambino's new album, Awaken My Love, to be very influenced by Sly Stone. When I heard that funk album, I'm like, yeah, he's taking some stuff from him. So before that, we heard from Gambino himself with a track called Have Some Love, and we started off with the great Thundercat with Show You the Way, which is just a really awesome song featuring Michael McDonald nonetheless. Anyways, you can tune in to Hipsters Hate Us every Thursday from 6 to 7. The show re-airs Sunday mornings from 11 till 12, and you can find every episode on Mixcloud.com. Just type in the name of this show, which of course is Hipsters Hate Us, and you will find every episode there. We are now going to be finishing the night off with a band that I wasn't even planning on playing today. I was actually going to finish the show off with some Arctic Monkeys from an album way back, but nonetheless, four new Gorillaz tracks have recently been dropped today, and though I'm not feeling it so much on some of them, they're very hip-hop based, and even though I do love me some hip-hop, I do find I want to hear some more Damon Albarn, the lead singer of this band, who you might know because I play him all the time in the show from his other band, my favorite band, Blur. But that is not who we're talking about today because, like I say, his other band, Gorillaz, have new music out. And this one that I really love featuring Dram, Andromeda, is just a really cool song. It's one of the ones where he's singing on it, and it's just a great tune. So we're going to close the night off with that, and you can get their new album available in April 28th called Humans. You get it? Because they're called Gorillaz, and it's called Humans. So here is Andromeda featuring Dram. The truth.
Take it in your heart. Take it in your heart.
Where we all go from.
Be alright as long as you have.